We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we say good afternoon to Steve Wyche. Of course, you know him from the NFL Network. He also does work for our Falcons guys. And Steve, it's good to have you back on for our weekly visit. I want to ask you about Cordarrelle Patterson and how much value does he have when you talk about this one-year deal he signed. I said over the weekend, re-sign this guy now if you're the Falcons. How much has he helped himself?
Great question, and good to be back on with you guys because, you know, look, Cordero's been with how many teams, and nobody has utilized him the way Arthur Smith and the Falcons have. So I think his value to the Falcons might be more than it is to a lot of other teams. I'd be surprised if Atlanta let him go because, again, he's just been such a gem. You know, everything I hear about him in the locker room and in the building, and how just spectacular of a human he is and how he makes everyone's day better is kind of the person you've seen, you know, that they seem like they want to build around. But league-wide, I'm just not sure if every team would necessarily use him like the Falcons use him, even though we're seeing more and more teams kind of go with that hybrid wide receiver running back like Deebo Samuel and guys like that. But I think he means more to the Falcons than a lot of other teams would probably value him at.
Right. It's like, as we say with Arthur Smith, he's unlocked the mystery that is Cordarrelle Patterson, right? He's just doing so well.
Right.
Hey, man, it is Jacksonville, but, like, they still have pros that are paid to, you know, man, they'd kill for a Cordarrelle Patterson. It seemed like they had every washed-up wide receiver on that roster on Sunday down in Jacksonville. Were you surprised that Matt struggled like he did? I mean, we won the game, but there were some ugly throws. You would just attribute that to the way they were covering Pitts?
Yeah, I mean, look, they doubled Pitts. There were some guys who couldn't get open. There were some drops. I mean, that's an issue. I mean, right. You don't have Calvin Ridley, so you don't have anyone pulling the double coverages or certain coverages being rolled over the top. So now teams can bracket and do certain things to Pitts, and then it's up to everybody else to get open. And, you know, we know the Falcons don't have a ton of zone and man beaters on their team one-on-one. So you can scheme things to a point, but also when the pressure is coming in your face, you got to get rid of that ball pretty quickly. And that's the one thing we've seen consistently happen with the Falcons is they don't have a ton of quick developing routes, whether that's on the receiver, whether that's on the situation in terms of depth of routes, or whether that's on Matt and the pressures he's facing. That's been a consistent problem. And, you know, you kind of wonder about the quick game, but it might not just be on the quarterback or the play call. It could be on the receiver's inability to get open.
Steve, let's go around the league and talk about some of the other things that are going on. I want to get your opinion on first of all, with the Rams. We talked about this, I think, last week. They turn back right back around. You know, they go up to Green Bay, and I've still yet to see the Rams with all these great changes show up like I think they're supposed to play. What's going on?
Well, I mean, look, part of it is Matthew Stafford has become a turnover machine. He's become Jared Goff in that regard. Anytime you're mentioned with Matt Schaub and having, you know, you're threatening the consecutive games with pick sixes, at which Stafford is three and Schaub has four of those, that's not good. And so he's had three consecutive games with pick sixes, three consecutive games with multiple interceptions. So that doesn't work. And the Rams are built like your traditional dome team, right, where you get the early lead, you force the other team to throw the ball, and then you turn your pass rushers and your defense loose. Well, they haven't been able to do that the last three games. I mean, when they played Tennessee, San Francisco, and Green Bay, those teams got the early leads in large part because of the turnovers, and then they punished them with an inside running game where they're going on 12 and 13 play drives, So that forces the Rams to pass the ball. And the Rams' interior pass protection is not good. And Stafford looks like he's got a little PTSD in the pocket. And so he's kind of reckless with the ball. And look, they had Robert Woods, their number two wide receiver, go down with a knee injury in practice. That is an understated injury because not only was he a hell of a player with the jet sweeps and catching balls, but he's also the guts of the team. You know, one of those guys who's like Cordarrelle Patterson, right? Just the guts of your roster. And losing him hurt. And, you know, that they replaced him with Odell Beckham, but they're different types of players, and Odell just hasn't been around long enough to pick up the offense. So those are things you're going to work through, and they've got to work through them quickly because the rest of the NFC is kind of catching up to them. I think they could be really good by the end of the season. They just have to hope it's not too late.
It is our man Steve Weisch, guys from NFL Network, also working with the Falcons website here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, you know, keeping it in the West, Kyler Murray should be back. Cliff Kingsbury said he and DeAndre Hopkins, they think, will be back for Sunday against the Bears. They've missed the last three games, but they've found a way to kind of, you know, get it done. They've gone 2-1 without, you know, Kyler Murray being out there. So, I mean, Cardinals, you buying them going all the way and being the number one seed in the NFC?
I'm buying. I was out for the longest on them. But when I watch their defense play, like, okay. Like, the offensive line's been good enough for them to mix in some pass. They're running the ball. James Conner, we talked about Cordarrelle Patterson being unleashed. James Conner now coming to Arizona. I think he leads the NFL with 12 or 13 rushing touchdowns. He's been fantastic. But you look at what they have up front. You know, they lose J.J. Watt, but they still have got Chandler Jones. Marcus Golden's been fantastic. They've got Isaiah Simmons, has been a great linebacker. Their secondary is really, really good without Patrick Peterson. They're much more physical. So I am buying Arizona. And look, Kyler Murray and Nuke Hopkins may not be great this game, but once they kind of get back rolling again, that offense is going to start functioning at a really high level again. And let's not discount what Zach Ertz has meant to that offense. What a great trade, and he has fit right in.
Steve, do the Browns pay Baker Mayfield?
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. That's a real tough one. They're fortunate that they've got the option. I think they're going to have to let the option play out, because do you get a fair gauge on him this year because he's so banged up, right? He's playing with basically one arm. That left shoulder keeps subluxing. He's got to harness it. He's got all these injuries. He's got injuries now to his offensive line and receiver. But do you get caught up, as Brian Billick said he once did when he was coaching the Ravens, in making excuses for why your quarterback doesn't succeed? Or do you, you know, or do you take the risk and say, here's what he doesn't succeed because he's not very good? And so they're in a really, really interesting predicament, because it always comes down to, can you find anything better? And that's why I think they're lucky to have that option year, so they can probably get a better assessment of exactly what's going on with him and his potential for the future there.
Meanwhile, you got Aaron Rodgers and his big toe, which he showed the media the other day. He went on Pat McAfee, and
it's the little toe. It's the little toe there.
He said it's better. It felt better this week, but I mean, the idea that he might need surgery, for all the things that Aaron Rodgers is, and he drives you crazy. I mean, that's pretty studly to fight through that and maybe go all the way to the playoffs with a bad toe.
Absolutely. I mean, think about just even, you know, if you bang your toe like on the corner of the bed or something, how much you're hobbled by it. And so he's playing through it. Now, he might have a little assistance on game day to get through the 3 hours on the field to get through it. But this is what pro football players do. If people knew what these guys do on game day to go out there just to entertain us for 3 or 4 hours, it's insane. I mean, some of the things they the painkillers they take and just some of the rehab that they go through just to make it week to week. Some of the stories I've heard, you know, it's just crazy. But this is, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a football player, and that's probably why his teammates respect him so much, because, you know, there's some guys who wouldn't go out there with that. There are some dudes who won't go out there if their hammy's not feeling 100%. And other guys will play through it, you know, that thing if it's shredded up. So that's just the nature of that sport.
Steve Weisch, man, you're killing it, by the way. And I don't even know how you find time for all this stuff that you're doing. I'm just asking you on a personal level, how are you finding time for all this stuff that you're doing right now, man?
Because here's the way you look at it. And what you guys do, what I do, okay, as someone who grew up in Missouri, right, where we appreciate a hard day's work, right, and I spent a summer 1 year moving railroad ties out of people's yards and gardens. You know, they had chemical on called creosote, right? That was banned by the government. So I spent, that's work.
Yeah.
Okay. What a lot of people do to get day to day, that's work. What we do is a career, right? That's a job. There is a difference. And so I always will remember that the difference between a work and a job. I am lucky to have a job. So I will prep and do everything to the max and everything I can do to make sure I do my job at the best of its ability, because I always respect those people who allow me to do what I do by actually working.
Great point. Right on. Well said, brother. Well said. All right, Steve, hopefully we'll talk about it would be something. I would love to get this fan base energized and get a nice crowd out there. By the way, real quick, will this be for fans thinking about going to the game, the last time to see Tom Brady in person?
No way. No, I mean, you know, no, that dude's playing. He's got, I mean, they're going to make a push to the Super Bowl now. He's coming back.
All right. Why
would he not if he loves playing?
I was trying to help the Falcons sell some tickets, man.
Steve, take care, man. We got to run. Steve Weiss, follow him on social media, guys. Steve, take care, bro.
Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.